This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. All Milwaukee Public Schools employees will be required to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by November 1st with medical and religious exemptions. And the district will provide $100 incentives for students to get the shot. The MPS board unanimously voted for both mitigation measures at a special meeting Thursday. Board members said a vaccinated workforce is crucial to protect students and keep them learning in person. Here's board member Megan O'Halloran.
I just think we need to do everything, layer every mitigation protocol that we can in order to keep our students and staff in the buildings in a safe manner. I think we all agree that this is the best place for our students. So let's do everything in our power to keep them there, please.
COVID case numbers among MPS students are rising, and one building, Morse Middle School, closed Thursday after more than 3% of the school community tested positive. Milwaukee Teachers Union Vice President and parent Ingrid Walker-Henry spoke in favor of the vaccine mandate, saying she's worried about her child being exposed to COVID at school. Students under 12 are not yet eligible for the vaccine.
The hardest thing I had to do with my child was allow him to attend school in person. MPS has done a lot, but not everything, to ensure that students are as safe as possible.
A few MPS employees spoke against the mandate at the meeting, including building engineer Rena Strelecki.
If you are afraid, get the vaccine, but don't force the people who are not afraid to get the vaccine. If we don't speak up about this, our voices won't be heard. My body, my choice.
MPS administrators said they're preparing to hire more substitute teachers in case they lose employees due to the mandate. As for the $100 student vaccine incentive, administrators said it could cost $3.1 million since there are about 31,000 MPS students eligible for vaccination. That funding would likely come from federal COVID relief. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.